Good afternoon.
各位下午好。
This message continues in the series on basic disciplines for the Christian life.
今天下午 David 讲到的还是关于基督徒作为基要真理的一系列一部分。
The topics in this series deal with the basic practices which should be in a believer's life.
在今天我们所要讲的就是说有关于基督生命中的基本准则。
These basic practices should help spiritual growth and ultimately bring glory to God.
所以这些提到的生命，基督徒的生命准则都会可以帮助我们在灵命上成长，同样的可以荣耀神。
I would like to suggest, based on the Bible, that the purpose of our existence is to bring glory to God.
David 牧师还想再强调一下，根据圣经上所要求的，就是我们在地球上存在的目的就是要荣耀神。
According to John 15, God intends for us to bear spiritual fruit, and that brings glory to Him.
就像经上约翰十五章所说的，神要我们，在世上就是要结圣灵的果子，并且荣耀神。
Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 21, "To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever."
保罗在以弗所书三章二十一节中这样写道，愿荣耀在教会中和基督耶稣里归给他，直到万代，永世无穷。
We also benefit.
同样的，我们也会得到好处。
When we submit to God's will and strive to bring glory to Him, we reap good benefits.
每当我们顺服神的时候，同样，每当我们荣耀神的时候，我们会从中得到更大的益处。
Jesus uses the picture of the vine and branches in John 15.
耶稣曾经在约翰十五章中用葡萄跟枝子的比喻。
The branches of the grapevine must be thoroughly attached to the vine, or they cannot bear fruit.
我想我们都知道，作为葡萄枝子，一定要跟它葡萄树连在一起，这样的话才会结果子。
The very life of the branch comes from the vine.
因为这个葡萄枝子上生命，它的生命是从它枝，从树枝上来的。
So it is with a person.
同样，对我们也是适用。
There must be a connection to Jesus which gives life.
作为我们信徒，我们一定要与赐予我们新生命的耶稣要建立起联系。
Otherwise, the branch has no life of itself.
这样的话，我们作为枝子一样，就不会有生命。
Only when there is life will there be fruit.
只有生命的枝子，有生命的基督徒，我们才会有结圣灵的果子。
We bring glory to God by bearing spiritual fruit.
只有通过结圣灵的果子，我们才会荣耀神。
We bear fruit when we abide in Jesus and the words of Jesus abide in us.
只有当我们顺服耶稣，听从他的话，我们才可以结果子。
This includes at least obeying the commands of Jesus.
这就要求我们最基本就是要听从耶稣的律法。
If you keep my commands, you will abide in my love. John 15:10.
在约翰福音十五章十节中这样说道，如果你们遵守我的命令，就必定住在我的爱里，还像我遵守了我父的命令，住在他的爱里一样。
There are other pictures in the Bible which communicate as well these truths about bearing fruit.
同样的，在圣经当中有很多同样的比喻，讲述有关圣灵果子的真理。
Common to these pictures is the importance of the Word of God.
在所有这些比喻当中，一个重要共同点就是说，对神来说，这个遵守神的律法是无比重要的。
The farmer sows the seed, which is the Word.
我们传福音就像农夫撒种一样。
The good soil bears fruit.
只有好的种子，最后才会开花结果。
The person who meditates on the Word of God is like a tree planted by streams of water.
一个人喜爱神的律法，就好像把树栽在溪水旁。
It will bear fruit in season.
当时节成熟的时候呢，它才会结果。
God speaks to us in His Word, and He uses His Word in us to accomplish His purposes in us.
神透过他的话跟我们沟通，并且成就他在我们身上的使命。
The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, "All Scripture is God-breathed."
使徒保罗曾经写信给提摩太说，所有的圣经都是神所默许的。
That means it is a creative work of God.
也就是说，这个 是圣经是神自己的话。
He also wrote that it's profitable or useful.
他也提到这是有益的，有帮助的。
By His word, God equips us for every good work.
神的道可以装备我们来完成各样的善功。
That's in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
这是在提摩太二后书三章十六到十七节中这样提到的。
There is nothing outside of the Bible which is needed to do any good work which God intends us to do.
我们其实不需要其他的书籍，只要圣经这一本书就可以完全装备我们，完成神所托付我们所要成就的。
There is everything we need between the covers of the Bible.
在圣经里面，我们可以找到一切所需要的。
God wants us to listen to Him like we want our children to listen to us.
神要求我们听他的话，就像我们父母的作为要求我们孩子听我们的话一模一样。
I wanted my children to hear me, to understand what I said, and then to do it.
我想我们做父母的都希望我们的孩子听话，然后理解我们所跟他们说的，然后去做。
If they did not do what I had said, they had not really listened.
如果孩子不去做我们告诉他所要做的，这就是说他不理解，没在听我们的话。
This afternoon, I would like to look at the process that leads to true listening, and then consider some practical helps to accomplish this.
今天下午David牧师就是要介绍一个简单的一个步骤，来帮助我们真正的理解神道。同时呢，他会给出一些他的一些实际的经验。
I would suggest 4 steps in the process toward true listening.
在这David牧师建议有四个步骤来到这个目的。
The process of true listening begins with reading or hearing the Word of God.
第一步就是说我们要听读或者听神的道。
In its simplest form, this is exposure to what the Bible says.
这也是对我们来说是一种最基本的方式来了解圣经。
There are 2 primary avenues through which believers are exposed to what the Bible says.
作为信徒来说，我们以两种方式来接触圣经。
The first is through the public reading of the Bible.
第一种就是说在公开大家公开朗读圣经。
This is perhaps less done today than in earlier days.
当然在可能现在不会这么大家不会这样做。
But for many centuries, individuals did not possess their own Bibles.
在过去以前，很多人都没有自己的圣经。
They relied upon others to read the Bible to them.
所以说呢，他们会通过他人来读给他们圣经。
We read the Bible aloud regularly to our children when they were small.
当然了，现在我们做父母的，我们会把圣经大声读出来，读给我们孩子听。
The second and probably more widespread practice today is through personal reading or listening to the Bible.
第二个呢，就是说大家目前来说比较广泛的，就是说现在我们大家私下里阅读圣经。
Even just 10 years ago, I probably would not have mentioned listening to the Bible privately.
如果说在10年以前的话，David牧师也不会提到我们私下会聆听圣经。
But audio Bibles are more and more available today.
现在的话，我们可以找到很多很多的语音圣经。
And both practices have examples in the Bible.
我们其实在圣经中可以找到这样的例子。
An interesting example of the private reading of the Scripture is found in the Old Testament.
我们可以在旧约中找到有关私下阅读圣经的例子。
In Deuteronomy, there are instructions for future kings in Israel.
在生命记中曾经记载着以色列未来国王的一些指示。
The king was to write out the law books for himself, keep a copy for himself, and read it regularly.
就是说，以前以色列国王他会给自己写一本律法书，自己留一本，然后呢，经常的阅读。
Could you read Deuteronomy 17:18-20?
接下去，David 牧师引生命记书中17章18到20节经文，我把它读一下。他登上了国王位的时候，就要把利未支派的祭司面前的律法书为自己抄录一份副本。那份副本要藏在他身边，他一生的年日都要诵读，好学习敬畏耶和华他的神，谨守遵行在律法书上的一切话和这些律例。这样，他的心就不会高傲，轻看自己的兄弟，也不会偏左偏右。离了这诫命，好像他和他的子孙在以色列中，在他的国王上可以日子长久。
The Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to devote himself to the public reading of Scripture.
第二个例子呢，就是说使徒保罗曾经指导 提摩太本人要公开朗读圣经。
1 Timothy 4:13, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching.
接下来这个经文是从提摩太前书四章十三节，这样写道：在我来以前，你要专心阅读圣经，劝勉和教导。
The book of Revelation also contains a blessing to those who hear and the one who reads the book of Revelation.
第三个例子呢，就是在启示录中这样记载到，神会祝福那些听见他的人，听见的人们和那个阅读圣经的人。
Could you read Revelation 1:3?
这个经是启示录一章三节，这个经文这样说道：读这书上预言的人和那些听见这预言并且遵守书中记载的人都是有福的，因为时候近了。
Because there were not many copies of Scripture available in the early church, there was one who read the books or letters of the Bible.
在很早以前，在教会里面不是每个人都有圣经，所以说在教会会有一个人，这样一个人他会每天会读一些圣经或者一些经文。
Blessed is the one, singular, who reads the words of this prophecy.
所以说在这个经文中他强调这个单数，这个读圣经的人是个单数，因为阅读预言的这个人。
The congregation who did not have their own copy was obliged to listen.
所以说参加聚会其他人因为他们没有圣经，没有自己圣经，所以说他们只能听。
Blessed are those, plural, who hear it.
所以说在这经文当中他用复数是那些听的人，人们有福。
The first step to listening to God is hearing or reading the Bible.
所以说第一步要听神的话语，就是要听或者读圣经。
I would encourage you to have a plan to do this.
在这戴维牧师要鼓励大家有一个计划来做这个事。
You should be reading regularly and systematically.
我们应该经常的有系统的来阅读圣经。
We read regularly to hear God frequently.
我们只有经常阅读圣经，我们才能听到神的话。
We read systematically to be sure that we cover all the Bible.
我们只有有系统的来阅读圣经，才能确保能够理解神的全部的道。
There are Bible reading schedules available from many sources.
在目前这个社会当中，我们可以找到各种各样读经计划。
In the notes I gave out, there's a website that gives a variety of Bible plans.
大家可以网上找一下，有很多一些网上一些读经计划都能找到。
Second step in the process of true listening is understanding.
第二步就是说我们要理解这个真道。
Do we understand the sense of what we are reading or hearing?
我们就是要问自己，我们有没有真正理解我们刚才所读的或者所听到的一些道？
Many who have the habit of reading the Bible, read it and think they have understood it because the words are familiar.
我们当中很多人，大家都会认，我们会都会读书，有这个习惯读书，然后呢，自以为，读了以后呢，我们都理解了他这些经文。
If they attempt to explain what they have read, they cannot because they have not truly understood.
但是每当我们尽量要去解释我们这个经文的时候呢，但是我们做不到，因为我们没有真正理解它。
I have found this to be true myself.
David 牧师他认为的是他发现他也是会这样。
As with reading, there are two primary avenues through which believers learn the sense of Scripture.
这有两种方式来帮助信徒们来理解圣经。
The first and most common is through the teaching ministry of others.
第一个也是最普遍的一种，就是说我们要来教导他人来学习圣经。
Jesus gave to the church some to be teachers.
耶稣神赐给每个教会对一些有恩赐的老师。
Through spiritually gifted teachers, we can come to understand better what God has said.
通过这个属灵上有恩赐的老师或者长者，我们可以更好的理解神的话语。
We should also be involved in the personal study of the word.
第二步就是说，在我们个人私下里学习神的道的时候，我们应该要寻求要来理解真道。
We each need to grow in our knowledge of what the Bible says and means.
我们要一定要坚持要丰富自己圣经中所教导的。
We should not have to wait until someone teaches us.
我们不应该等到有一天过来有人来教我们。
As we mature, we should be able to discern what people teach as biblical or not.
至于当我们成熟，当我们了解了圣经，我们才有可能来分别出其他人讲到他们是否是正确。
We find examples of both in the Bible.
接下去我们介绍一些圣经中的例子。
The passage which was read from Revelation 1:3 must include some aspect of understanding beyond just reading or hearing the words.
刚才我们提到的启示录的经文已经包括了不仅仅是阅读或者聆听，而是要理解，而且也指理解层面。
It says, "Blessed are those that hear it and take to heart what is written in it."
就是祝福那些听到的，并且把书中记载的记到心里去。
We can only take to heart what we understand.
我们只有把我们所理解的东西才能记到心里去。
In the Old Testament, we read how one man, Ezra, and with him the Levites functioned as teachers.
在旧约中，我们也可以这样读到，也会读到以斯拉祭司和其他利未人教导众人学习律法。
They explained the sense of the Bible to the people.
就是以斯拉把这个圣经的意思解释给众人。
We read this in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 2 and 3 and 7 and 8.
接下去我会把尼希米记的八章两到三节、七到八节经文读一下。
Then you can read those and leave out all the names that I left out too.
Sure. 接下去我把经文读一下。就七月初一日，以斯拉祭司把律法书带到所有听了能明白的男女会众面前，在水门前面广场，从清早到中午，向众男女和听了能明白的人宣读出来。众人都侧耳倾听这样的律法书的话。利未人教导众人明白律法，他们阅读神的律法，把意义清楚翻译出来，使众民明白所宣读的。
The exhortation to teach was also part of the instruction given to Timothy, which I read earlier.
第三个例子呢，就是说刚才我们已经读过了，保罗给提摩太所指导的，要劝告他要教导信徒。
Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching.
就是说，在我来以前，你要专心宣读圣经，劝勉和教导。
Teaching was an essential part of Timothy's ministry.
教导信徒是提摩太服事的一个最重要的一部分。
Timothy was also exhorted along this line in the second letter to him.
在第二篇书信当中，提摩太也再次被劝告要服事教导信徒。
In 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul wrote, Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of God.
在提摩太后书2章15节中这样写道，你应当竭力在神面前做一个蒙称许无愧的工人，正确地讲解真理的道。
One Greek lexicon explains the original sense of this word, handling the word of God, as cutting a path in a straight line.
就是说在希腊文中把这段话把它就是简单说就是要翻译成要我们翻译神的话语或者解释神话语要直截了当。
It's generally understood to mean cutting a path where people would otherwise have difficulty walking.
也就是说它是通过这个比喻。就是说当其他人不能理解圣经的时候我们应该要换一种解释。
Timothy was to take care that he cut a path through the sometimes difficult terrain of understanding the Bible.
就是要求这里面使徒保罗要求提摩太在教导的时候要简洁明了。
He should make the truth clear.
他应该让信徒们了解真理的了解正确的真理。
On a more personal level is the example of the Bereans.
另外一个例子就是有关比利亚人。
Paul came to Berea on his second missionary journey.
保罗在他第二次宣教来到比利亚的时候。
We can read how the Bereans responded.
我们可以看一下比利亚人是怎么反应的。
Acts 17:11, they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true.
在使徒行传17:11中这样写道。他们热切接受圣道，天天考察圣经，要弄明白保罗所讲的是否与圣经相符。
The Bible says that for this reason they were considered more noble.
圣经上说，比利亚人比较开明。
They studied the word.
他们确实学习了神的道。
So check if you are understanding what you read.
所以说，我们在读了以后，我们要考察一下，我们是不是真的理解了神的道。
Can you summarize it?
你能不能总结了你刚才所学的？
Can you explain it to someone else?
你能不能把他你刚才所学的东西解释给其他人？
Can you explain it to a child?
你可不可以把这个道解释给其他小朋友？
Make sure you're getting regular, good teaching.
在这我们要经常要有寻找有机会与教导机会。
There should be an emphasis on explaining the Bible.
我们就是说要重点要解释，重点是在解释圣经。
Topical teaching is often interesting, but it can be or could become not biblical.
有的时候我们就一个就一个主题来解。来介绍或者来解释给信徒们听，但是呢，这样的做法有的时候不符合神的旨意。
We need help in understanding what we read in the Bible.
有的时候我们需要帮助，来帮助我们更好理解圣经。
Gather tools to help you understand.
当然，我们也可以找一些工具书来帮忙。
A good start is a reference Bible.
我们可以从找一些圣经的导读本。
Learn to use the maps in the back of the Bible.
或者我们可以看一下。圣经背后的一些地图。
Next, a Bible dictionary is a good help.
接下去的选的或者是圣经字典。
This explains backgrounds which we might not otherwise know.
这些字典呢，它可以会解释一些经文的一些背景，可以帮助我们来理解这个经文。
Once we understand the sense or meaning of the text, we need to see the connection to life.
刚才我们第二步就是学习了，要我们要理解经文。第三步呢，就是我们要在理解这样在现它跟生活现实生活的联系。
This is the third step toward true listening.
这也是第三步。
It's the answer to a question which we need to ask.
第三步呢，如果也可以帮助我们回答这样的问题。
So what?
那又怎样呢？你学会了或者理解这个经文，那又怎样呢？
It's important that we pay attention to the order here.
但是呢，大家注意，我们要注意好这个次序，前后次序。
First, we must understand what the text says.
第一点就是说，或者第一步，我们一定要理解经文的意思，字面上的意思。
Then we need to understand the sense of the text.
然后呢，我们要理解其真正的意思。
What did it mean to the original readers?
对当初的读者，它究竟是什么意思？
Only then can we move safely to this step.
这样的话，我们才可以进一步。
What does it mean to me?
那对我有什么意思呢？
What does it say about my life?
它跟我的生命又有什么关系呢？
Right now you should anticipate a pattern.
接下去我们应该期望一种规律。
We can learn the connection to life through corporate activity or private activity.
我们可以通过一些集体的或者一些个人的行为才可以正确理解他在生活当中的一些应用或者联系。
Teaching should include helping people see the connection of Scripture to life.
教导信徒，他可以应该包括信徒们把圣经中所学的东西运用到生活中去。
The Bible often calls this exhortation.
当然在圣经中也可以也提到就是说一些见证。
When we exhort or admonish someone, we are encouraging them to respond correctly to the Word of God.
每当我们告诫、劝告他人时候，我们是在鼓励他们要对神的道做出正确的回应。
We may offer an encouragement or comfort through a truth of Scripture applied to the person.
我们也可以通过一些鼓励、一些安慰来帮助他人接受神的真道。
We may challenge to action based upon a true understanding of the Bible.
我们也可以根据圣经的理解或者要求来挑战一些不当的行为。
We might call for repentance.
我们有时候也可以提醒他人要悔改。
All this is connecting the word to life.
所有这些行为都是把道运用到生活当中去。
We should also be doing this in our personal reading and study of the word.
在我们私下学习圣经的时候，我们也应该这样做。
Sometimes the connection is obvious and very direct.
有些时候，这个神的道跟你生活的联系非常明显的。
Other times we have to spend time thinking about it.
当然也有时候我们需要花很多时间来思考这样的联系。
We have to think about it in our minds over and over.
我们遇到困难的经文的时候，我们一定要在头脑当中反复的思考。
What is the significance for me of what I've read?
刚才我的这个经文对我来说究竟有什么样的意思？
How am I to live it out?
我怎样才能在我的生命当中活出神的教导？
This is the sense of meditation as expressed in Psalm 1.
这就是在刚才诗篇一章中所启示的叫静思。
The blessed person meditates on the word of God day and night.
有福的人他们日夜都在思想神的道。
They keep going over it and over it in their mind.
这有福的人在他们头脑当中老是反复在思考神的教导。
The instructions to parents in Deuteronomy 6 assumes this kind of activity.
当然在生命记中的教导指示对就像跟父母的指示也是一样的。
You read 6-9, please.
加曲我把生命记中六章六到九节经文读一下。我今日吩咐你的这些话都要记在你的心上。你要把这些话不断地教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里或行在路上或躺下或起来时候都要谈论。你也要把这些话系在手上做记号，戴在额上做头带，又要写在你房屋的门柱上和城门上。
As parents, we talk about God's word in every life context.
作为基督徒的父母，在我们日常生活当中，我们经常谈论神的道。
We explain it at home, on the road, lying down, getting up.
我们无论在家里、在路上，还是睡觉时或者起床时，我们都一直在讨论这个。
This is not merely the times when we are quoting scripture.
在这不仅仅是指在这些时候我们来引用经文。
These are times when we are explaining scripture and applying it to the situations of life.
所以这些时间我们应该是在解释神的道，并且呢把这些道运用到我们的生活当中去。
God's word should have an effect on all our activities.
最后，神的道应该会改变我们的生命。
In the New Testament, we find instructions to the church as a whole along these lines.
在新约当中，我们也能找到给教会的一些律法。
You read Colossians 3, verse 16.
加取我把哥罗西书三章十六节的经文这样读一下：你们要让基督的道丰丰富富的住在你们心里，以各样智慧彼此教导，互相劝诫，用诗章、圣经、灵歌，怀着感恩的心歌颂神。
When we have read the word and understood it, we need to see how to apply it to life.
每当我们阅读或者理解神的道以后呢，我们应该明白怎样把它运用到我们生活当中去。
We can then instruct one another and admonish one another with all wisdom.
这样我们才可以彼此教导，互相劝诫。
Wisdom is concerned with applying truth to life situations.
对我们信徒来说，什么叫智慧？智慧就是把神的道运用到我们日常生活当中去。
Making the connection between what the Bible says and correcting and applying it to our life is a big task.
同样的，把理解神的道，把它正确应用到我们生活当中去，是一个大的使命。
But nothing is impossible for God.
同样，对神来说，没有一件事情是不可能的。
We can begin by praying.
我们可以以祷告开始。
Ask God to help you see how we should put His word into action.
向神请求，让神来告诉你，帮助你怎样把他的话，行出他的话。
Read and study the Bible with the intent of finding what we should be doing.
在阅读圣经的同时，我们应该要时刻思考其经文在生活中的应用。
There are helpful questions which we can ask ourselves.
同样，我们也可以问一些有帮助的问题。
Is there a sin I should confess?
在我身上有没有罪要承认？
Is there a praise or a reason to thank God in what I've read?
这有没有这个赞美或者感谢神的？
Is there an action I must take in obedience to God?
我是否应该顺服或者做某些事情？
It's also helpful to interact with others concerning what you were reading.
同样的，对你 当你对某些经文有困惑的时候，你也可以跟其他信徒可以沟通，这样对你有帮助。
Get their input how they have applied scripture.
你可以问他们，问其他信徒，问他们他们是如何运用这神道的。
At some point, it will become necessary to memorize passages of scripture.
当然，到最后，对我们来说，这个记住这经文也同样是非常重要。
Only when we know what it says will we be able to reflect on it.
只有当我们理解了经文，我们才可能会引起进一步的思考。
When it is correctly in our minds, we will be able to recall it and think about it.
只有当经文正确的存储在我们的大脑当中，我们才会进一步思考它。
When we've stored it within us, then we can talk about it when we sit at home or when we walk along the road.
只有当经文存储在我们大脑里面的时候，我们才会在家里或者外出行走的时候可以谈论它。
We can talk about it when we lie down and when we get up.
我们可以在醒来时候或者睡觉时候都可以谈论它。
Now the fourth and final step in the process toward true listening follows closely on the last.
接下去最后一步就是说来到达到听神的道，就是要顺服神的诫命。
Once we know how it should be applied, we need to do it.
一旦我们知道怎样来运用把这神的道运用到生命当中的时候，接下去我们就要去做。
Seeing the application is not the same as doing it.
看与行动不是完全不是一回事。
If we haven't done it, we haven't really kept God's word.
如果我们还没有做出具体行动，那我们其实还没有真正理解神的道。
This might seem almost silly.
有时候它听起来一点傻乎乎的。
But it is unfortunately a tragic truth.
但是不幸的是，这是一个真理。
We can conclude what we should do, but then not do it.
我们知道我们应该怎样做，做什么，但是呢，不去做。
We should not tolerate such a response in us.
我们千万不能容忍在我们身上有这样的回应。
We should not tolerate it because we are commanded to live otherwise.
我们不应该这样容忍，因为我们被要求是去这样做的。
James wrote, "Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves."
雅各曾经写道，你们应该做行道的人，不要单做听道的人，自己欺骗自己。
It's easy to deceive ourselves into thinking that we are good Christians when we have read the Bible.
其实我们很容易有这样的误解，我们只要经常读经就可以了，就是可以成为一个好的基督徒。
We check off our list. I've done my reading for today.
我们看一下今天我们做的，我经文已经读完了。
We may even be able to look back and say we have read through the Bible in a year.
在每到年末的时候，我们可以回顾过去的一年。我已经完成我的读经计划。
Maybe for many years.
也许我们过去的很多年一直是这样做的。
But if we don't do what it's written, it's not helpless.
但是如果我们不去做圣经所教导的，对我们来说是没有用的。
We deceive ourselves if we don't realize that.
如果说我们不意识到这一点的话，其实我们一直是自己欺骗自己。
Even understanding the Bible is not sufficient.
同样的最基本的对圣经的了解也是不够的。
Understanding is good.
我们承认理解圣经是很好的。
You might even understand prophecy.
你有的时候也能理解预言。
But Peter asks and answers an important question when we have understood prophecy.
在这一点上，彼得问了并且回答一个非常重要的问题。
Second Peter 3 verses 11 and 12, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming.
就是在彼得后书三章十一到十二节的经文中，他是这样写的：这一切既然都要这样融化，你们应当怎样为人，过着圣洁和敬虔的生活，等候并催促神的日子降临呢？
Our understanding should move us to live differently.
我们对圣经的理解应该帮助我们过不同的生活。
We are to hear God's word.
我们听到神的话，
we are to understand it,
我们也理解他的话，
and we are to do what God says.
接下去我们就要去做。
Jesus gave a warning in Matthew 7, verses 21 to 27.
耶稣在马太福音七章二十一到二十节、二十七节中给出这样的一个警告。
He compared doers of the word and those who merely hear the word with two builders.
在这呢，他举了个例子，他把听了以后做的和只听不做的比喻成两个盖房子的人。
One built his house on sand, the other built his house on rock.
一个人把他房子盖在沙石上，另外一个人把房子盖在磐石上。
A storm came.
暴风雨来了。
The rain poured down.
下雨。
The floods rose.
水冲。
The wind blew and beat against each house.
风使劲地刮那房子。
The house which was built on the rock did not fall, but the house built on sand fell with a great crash.
大家都知道，这个房子盖在磐石上的都没有倒塌，但是这个房子盖在沙土上的最后都垮了。
Jesus said that those who hear his words and put them into practice have a good foundation to weather the coming storm.
耶稣在经文圣经中说得很清楚，就是那些听了他道并且行出他道的人，这样他有好的基础来经历风暴。
Those who hear his words and do not do them are like the foolish man who built his house on sand.
那些只听他道而不行，就像那个愚蠢的人把房子建在沙土上。
It's too easy to neglect doing the words of Jesus.
对我们来说这太容易了，就是不去做神的道。
Some may perhaps willingly disobey.
也有些人可能有意的是这样做。
But a true believer will want to obey.
但是真正信徒是要顺服。
It's just that we don't ask the right questions.
有的时候我们就没有问正确的问题。
What should we do?
我们应该做什么？
How should we live?
我们怎样应该生活？
Or we know what to do and just forget or don't seem to get around to it.
或者我们知道应该做什么，只是把他们都忘记了。
I would suggest that you can begin by developing the practice of asking yourself how you have recently obeyed Jesus.
在这 David 牧师建议大家，我们可以开始问一些问题，可以开始来培养自己看最近我是如何顺服神的。
Even asking the question will bring to our attention the importance of being a doer of the word.
有的时候仅仅通过问一些问题也可以帮助我们把神的道应用神提醒我们怎样应用神的道。
Next, it's helpful to accept some sort of accountability toward others.
第二点就是说我们可以的时候勇于接受一些对他人的责任。
We should be willing to ask and be asked what we have learned and how we have obeyed.
我们应该愿意去问他人或者被他人问我们学到了什么，我们应该怎样去顺服。
You can even plan to meet regularly with someone to do this.
我们应该与他人应该经常的操练。
You commit to one another how you will obey.
你们彼此之间彼此承诺要顺服神。
You pray for one another and encourage one another.
也同样彼此祷告鼓励彼此鼓励。
Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 offers us a helpful picture.
在传道书。传道书四章十九九到十二节中给我们这样好的比喻。
Could you read this?
我把这经文读一下。两人胜过一个一人，因为他们一起的劳碌有美好的酬报。如果一个人跌倒，另一个人可以把他同伴扶起来，但一人孤身跌倒，没有别人把他扶起来，他就悲惨。还有两人同睡，就都暖和；一人独睡，怎能暖和呢？有人能制服孤身一人，如果有两人就挡得住他，三股合成的绳子不容易扯断。
Two or three together can strengthen one another, encourage one another, and rejoice together.
两或者三个人结伴在一起，他们可以互相鼓励，互相一同快乐。
God wants us to bring forth spiritual fruit.
最后就是神要求我们结出圣灵的果子。
To do that, we must truly listen to what he says.
为了达到这一点，我们必须要顺服神的道。
God speaks to us through his word, the Bible.
神通过圣经与我们沟通。
The Bible has all that we need to do all the works which God intends for us.
圣经可以提供我们所有需要的一切来完成善功。
We must hear his word, understand the sense, make the right connection to life, and obey.
我们必须听他的道，理解他的真道，应用在生活当中和顺服。
We should not deceive ourselves by thinking that we can ignore what God says.
我们不应该自己欺骗自己，去忽视神的道。
His instructions are not just an optional lifestyle.
神的诫命不是我们可以做选择的。
Keeping His word is an expression of our relationship to Him.
顺服神的道其实是我们与神关系的一种见证。
Keeping His word is part of fulfilling His purposes for us.
顺服神的道也是完成神对我们的旨意。
Only in keeping His word, being true listeners, will our joy be complete.
只有真正的顺服他的道，成为真正听到的人，使你们的喜乐满意。接下去我想再花一分钟来 review 一下我今天 David 讲的道的一个主要的一个概括。我想今天 David 说到第一点，就是说他目的就是大家成为一个真正听到的人。怎样做到这一点呢？有四步。第一步的话就是说，大家很明显就是读或听神的道，你可以公开的或者可以私下的可以听神的话语。第二点呢，就是说听了以后是不够的，还要理解神的道。怎样可以帮助你理解神的道呢？神的话语就是说你可以带领一些查经来教导他人一些圣经，这样可以帮助你加深你的理解。第三点，理解神的道以后呢，你可以你要知道，你要理解这神的道跟生活中的联系，知道这个联系跟你这个神道对你生活有什么关系，对我有什么关系，你怎么你知道这个联系以后呢，最重要的就是要你要活出神的道。这样的话，因为只有神的道，你就像刚才David 用了很多圣经例子，做了很多比喻，盖房子也好，就像盖房子盖在沙土上，磐石上，如果说你只听不做的话，最后神是不喜悦的。我想就这些。Thanks.
Hear God's word, understand God's word. In our lives, see God's word. How can we use it? Then live by God's word. Thank you, David 牧师和 Eric 弟兄。好，我们现在一起站起来，唱这首《神的恩典》。在颂赞中心歌232首，我们还是请诗琴先给我们一个过门，然后我们一起来唱。
Thank you.
坐。
感谢神，我们在这边也谢谢马杜高牧师给我们正道。我们在这个正道里面中，我们学习到很多。也我们也谢谢莎拉姐妹给我们弹钢琴，也谢谢 Eric 弟兄为我们做翻译，也谢谢雍总姐妹带给我们唱诗歌。这是我们每一个基督徒是学习的这个侍奉的事情。我愿意，如果我们真是可以把这个神的话语读得进去的时候，我们就会思想我们怎样来如此来行出来。好，接下来我们有一些事情要报告，就是你也在上面已经可以看到了，就是这个五月十二日我们查经后的时候，就是有打扫教会，就是在我们查经后的时候，就是大概是5点还是5点10分这样开始。如果也欢迎大家来参与。第二个事情就是我们今年有这个洗礼班，有一些弟兄姐妹已经报名要参与这个洗礼哈，所以我们请你这个聚会完的时候，去跟这个会营姐妹联络哈。第三就是我们这个5月12日就是母亲节啊，我们的这个特别的聚会，所以我们的请你是为我们这个母亲节的崇拜祷告。也请你可以请你的朋友们来参与，因为那天也是比较轻松一点，我们也要庆祝我们的母亲哈。第四个事情是圣简圣灵降临是在这个5月18到20日，我们是在巴塞尔这边没有崇拜，星期天没有崇拜。我们就是在那边有这个苏黎世那边有这个讲员是从美国过来，他们是从星期五到星期天在这边有讲到。如果你愿意去参加，有一些人已经报名了，如果你觉得你还想参加也可以进去，不勉强也可以去一天两天，或者礼拜天去也可以哈。就是我们在巴塞尔这边没有崇拜，就是也请你告诉一些可能不知道的人，让他们也知道。好，第五就是 Helen 姐妹已经到了中国了，也是有来电邮问安大家。第六就是慧颖姐妹去越南旅行，也请大家纪念他在祷告中。好，我觉得没有什么事情报告，我请大家起立来，我们唱这个最后一首歌来结束我们今天的崇拜。
请坐，我们默祷完的时候就上课。